It was a hot summer day in the city of Medina. The sun was beaming down as Jabir, a friend of the Prophet, sat on a bench. He was watching Imam al-Baqir play gently with a bird. Jabir just loved watching the young Imam playing so innocently. Jabir was very happy because just like Rasulullah had promised, he had the honor of seeing the fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir. One day, a strange man began wandering through the streets, asking everyone, "Where can I find Jabir?" Finally, he found Jabir standing outside the house of Imam al-Sajjad. He quickly walked up to Jabir and greeted him, "Salamun alaykum." Jabir replied, "Wa alaykum salam," and watched as a mysterious man tried to catch his breath. It seemed like the man had been running around for quite a while. When the man finally collected himself, he began to ask Jabir many questions about Islam. Jabir answered as many questions as he could, using the knowledge he had gained from the Prophet and the Imams. Most of the man's questions were about the lost Imam. The curious man asked Jabir, "Why is the lost Imam named Al-Mahdi?" Jabir thought for a few seconds, but was not able to reply. Just then, Imam al-Sajjad left his home and began walking towards Jabir and the man. The man immediately recognized the Imam. And both he and Jabir rushed to give him their salam. The man knew this was a good opportunity to get his answer, and so again he asked, "Why will the lost Imam be given the title Al-Mahdi?" The Imam answered, "He will be named Al-Mahdi, the Guided One. Because even when no one will be able to see him, he will still be guided. Just like the sun shines even when it's hidden behind the clouds." The man found this answer to be very interesting. The Imam continued, "He will guide the people of each religion, the truth, through their own book. The Jews through the Torah, the Christians through the Injil, and the Muslims through the Quran." The mysterious man begged the Imam, "Please tell me more, O my kind Imam." Imam al-Sajjad continued, "All the treasures of the world will belong to the Imam and he will decide how to spend them." The man was now bursting with love for Imam al-Mahdi and so he begged, "My knowledge is so limited. Please tell me more about my beloved Imam al-Mahdi. Tell me everything about what he will do." The Imam continued, "He will help make people friends again. He will put a stop to killing and stealing. Allah will allow him to rule the world like no one has before him." The man stared at the Imam in wonder. Even Jabir was amazed at what the Imam al-Sajjad taught them about Imam al-Mahdi. The mysterious man had finally found the answers to his questions and thanked the Imam. He bowed down and kissed the hand of the Imam out of respect. He also thanked Jabir for all his help. The man politely bid farewell to the Imam and Jabir and disappeared into the busy streets of the city. Jabir thought hard about what the Imam had taught him. He felt happy to have learned this new information. As Jabir sat back down, he smiled at the beautiful face of Imam Sajjad. Years before, Jabir would go and ask the Prophet any questions he had. And now he was extremely thankful that he had lived to meet live Imams. After the Prophet's death, from whom he was able to learn so much. In all of Medina, no one had the honor of meeting five Imams as Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari did. As Jabir sat there watching the beautiful Imam, many thoughts raced through his head. Maybe he sat there thinking of how lucky and blessed are those people who will live in the time of Imam al-Mahdi. They would have the honor of being guided by the Imam, who will bring justice and peace to the entire world. I hope they realize how lucky they will be.